ABC Radio Australia.
A new project is underway trying to save Papua New Guinea's frogs from a deadly fungus that's caused the mass global decimation of hundreds of frog species. And scientists say that if successful, the work in PNG could help save the rest of the world's frogs as well. Jordan Fennell has the story.
In the 1980s, scientists discovered a frog in Australia that could do something they had never seen before. It could convert its stomach into a makeshift womb and give birth out of its mouth.
Now, no animal on Earth has ever been known to give birth out of its mouth from its stomach and convert its stomach into a makeshift womb. In fact, frogs typically don't, they're not pregnant, they don't give birth. So this was an incredible finding.
It was named the gastric brooding frog, and Dr. Simon Clulow, a research fellow at Australia's Macquarie University, says the discovery really put frogs on people's radars for the first time.
Of course, people took a great interest in this frog because it was an evolutionary masterpiece. It was providing potential solutions by studying how it switched on gastric secretions to solve problems like gastric ulcers.
But just a few years later, scientists couldn't find the frog anywhere in its natural habitat in Queensland.
It was noticed that, wow, one season they went out and they couldn't find this frog. They thought, maybe just the conditions aren't right. The next season couldn't find this frog. So people started to worry. People started to think, man, we should get out and... Has anyone looked at any of their other frogs recently?
What they found was that quite a few frog species in Queensland had mysteriously disappeared. It wasn't until the 1990s that it was discovered that a super fungus had swept the world and killed every last one of the gastric brooding frogs, as well as hundreds of other frog species.
And so it turned out this wildlife pandemic had emerged that has since turned into by far the worst recorded wildlife pandemic for any vertebrate animals on Earth.
The killer frog disease is called chytrid fungus. Dr. Clulow describes it as a microscopic fungus that thrives in cool and wet climates. It releases what is called a zoospore, which can swim through water and attack a protein called keratin, the same protein that's found in human hair and nails, and also...
It happens to be in frog skin. And that's the problem. It infects the keratin in the frog's skin, and then it just really grows rapidly and takes off. And we now know that it actually interferes with sodium-potassium pumps within cells and effectively gives frogs heart attacks.
Scientists say that chytrid fungus is one of the major factors that 43% of all frog species are currently declining and 32% are at risk of extinction. And there are nearly 6,000 known frog species worldwide. The island of New Guinea is estimated to be home to up to 6% of the world's frog population. Dr. Clulow's most recent research found that Papua New Guinea is one of the last known places on Earth that chytrid fungus hasn't yet struck, which is why the Port Moresby Nature Park has kicked off a frog-saving project to try and keep its population safe. Australian Michelle McGeorge is the park's chief executive.
And so what the project we're trying to do here is that we would like to bed down the genome of as many frog species as we can in Papua New Guinea before the fungus comes. And then that way, when it comes, and scientists are saying it's not a matter of if, it's when will it arrive, that what we will have is basically like an IVF clinic of as much frog genome as we can so that we can repopulate and breed frogs in captivity and then release them back into the wild.
Ms. McGeorge says that their frog IVF clinic will help them stay ahead of the disease.
And so it's kind of groundbreaking. Most countries have been very reactive to chytrid fungus. Normally it comes to the country, then they notice the frogs are declining, but by then they don't have the genetic diversity. And so what we're trying to do is get ahead of that and get as much genome as we can.
To get the IVF clinic up and running, the Nature Park is working with Dr. Clulow and other Australian scientists who've been developing frog reproduction technologies over the past decade.
We've actually got to the point now where we can go into the field, collect a frog and actually inject it with a hormone that gets the frog to release the sperm to its urine. So frogs don't have internal fertilization. They actually just mix their sperm in with the urine and then wee on the eggs as they come out of the female while the male hangs onto the back. Interesting process. we're able to take advantage of that and actually inject a hormone that triggers the frog to release the sperm. And then we can actually just use a catheter. And we've developed technologies now where we can take simple setups out into the field and freeze that down.
Michelle McGeorge says they're very much in the early stages of the project.
So the one stage that we're at is that the staff actually have to be really capable of looking after frogs in captivity. And, you know, a frog isn't just one animal. It's essentially, it's kind of like four stages of the animal. So they have to be able to master looking after eggs, tadpoles, froglets, and then mature frogs.
While the idea of freezing animal sperm for reproduction is not new, Dr. Clulow says this program in PNG would be a world first in conservation.
If we create this bank in Papua New Guinea, it really would be a first in terms of creating, you know, a large, targeted, specific bank for a specific conservation purpose that's likely to prevent the loss of at least the genetic diversity of a large number of species.
And he says if the program works, it could help save remaining frog species all over the world.
Once a species is gone, if you didn't save any of the genetic material, it's gone forever. But if you've got some genetic material, especially that's been carefully and purposefully frozen in a way that we can use current assisted reproductive technologies to revive it, then there's a chance.